This is for you if you keep thinking, I just can't be consistent. If you've said that to yourself lately, if you've looked at your week and thought, why can't I just do what I know helps? I want you to take a deep breath with me right now. Welcome to the Notion of You. I'm Tashi Jones, storyteller, guide, and your gentle reminder to slow down and come home to yourself. Each week, we explore what it means to live with more trust, more presence, and more peace, one breath at a time. You're safe here. I want you to treat this podcast like two friends grabbing coffee or going for a walk together. Not a lecture, not a performance, just a little pocket of honesty in the middle of a full life. So wherever you are, maybe you're driving or folding laundry or sitting at your desk with your shoulders up by your ears, I want you to let this be your moment to pause, to take a deep breath in, let your shoulders drop. Let your breath deepen. You're safe here. If you've been scrolling, rushing, carrying, juggling all the tabs, this is your moment to be fully here. Because this episode isn't about building the perfect routine. It's about what happens when you fall off your practice again. And the quiet choice you make in the minutes after you notice. Not the dramatic comeback, not the new me starting Monday, the return. If you've been feeling a little disappointed in yourself, if there's a part of you that feels like I should be further along by now, I want you to hear me clearly. Falling off does not mean you've failed. It means you're human. And knowing how to come back, that is where self-trust actually begins. A couple of months ago, I was carrying a decision that felt really heavy. So heavy that I could feel it in my body before I could even name it. And on the surface, I was doing the things. Using my oils, I had my days planned out in Notion. I journaled here and there. If you looked at my life from the outside, it would have looked like I'm staying grounded. I'm regulated, I'm doing my practices. But underneath, my body wasn't buying it. The first thing I noticed wasn't some big emotional breakdown, but it was the weight that felt stuck. Like it had nowhere to go. It had moved into my body and taken up permanent residence. I'd been on this journey of teaching my nervous system, I'm safe. I'm safe here now. I'm safe in my body. I'm safe in uncertainty. But it was like that whole conversation had just stopped. I didn't feel safe anymore. And the way my body told the truth was through inflammation, especially around my midsection. That tight, puffy, braced feeling. Like my belly was doing its best to protect me by holding on for dear life. And one day I realized something that almost felt embarrassing because it's the simplest thing. I had stopped breathing, not fully or in an obvious way, but my breath was shallow. That chest-only breath that many of us do by default when we're trying to hold it all together. And when I finally noticed it, it wasn't subtle anymore. It was so shallow. My nerves were totally shot. And here's what made it harder. While I was saying the right things on the surface, underneath my body, my vibrations didn't believe me. Because the story running in my head was ugly. It was telling me that I had to figure it all out on my own, and I wasn't allowed to ask for help. No one would understand. I'm running out of time to do it my way. I'm a failure because it hasn't worked out yet. I'm so much messed up. There's no one who possibly could understand what I'm going through. If you've been there, you know what that does to your body. Your belly braces, your ribs tighten, your shoulders climb, your jaw locks. You can't affirmation your way out of that because your nervous system isn't listening to your words. It's listening to your breath. So when I realized that I hadn't been breathing down into my belly, my first instinct was to try and fix it fast, to try and force it. And it did not work. My stomach and my ribs were so constricted from holding the tension. It was painful to try and breathe down that far. I remember thinking, why can't I do this? I teach this. I know this. And forcing it, no matter how hard I tried, did absolutely nothing. That was when I realized I wasn't going to muscle my way back to safety. I had to listen to my own teachings. I had to return slowly. I had to slow down and meet my body where it was. So I started bringing the breath from my upper chest into my lower ribs, and slowly from my ribs towards my diaphragm, and then from my diaphragm into my upper belly. And only after that, going slowly and gently, could I get it to reach my lower belly. It took so much more awareness and presence than I wanted it to, because I had defaulted back to that shallow breathing. It required me to catch myself all over again and again and again, just to remember to breathe. And that's where this real lesson started for me. It wasn't that I fell off my practices. It was that I fell back into an old survival pattern and didn't notice until my body was screaming. So let's talk about this messy middle of self-trust. Because one of the biggest myths we carry, especially as women trying to heal, to regulate, to become more intentional, is that this growth should look like a straight line. Like you learn the practice, you do it, and you do it forever. Once you get better, you should stay better. Once we've figured out this whole safety thing, we just won't forget it. But that's not how our bodies work. That's not how real life works. We cycle, we expand, we contract, we feel steady. When something hits us, could be stress, grief, a hard conversation, a decision we don't want to make, and we default back. Not because we're broken, because our nervous systems are built for efficiency. They reach for what's familiar under pressure, even if what's familiar isn't healthy. So if you've fallen off your practices lately, if you stopped journaling, using your oils, using your planner the way you intended, maybe you stopped walking or breathing into your belly. Hear me. It doesn't mean your healing isn't working. It means you're in a human nervous system. The goal is not perfection. The goal is returning. Because self-trust grows in the return, not in perfection. I'm going to say that again. Self-trust grows in the return, not in perfection. So I want to give you some awareness steps, simple, gentle, that you can use when your brain is really loud and your body is feeling tight. We're going to notice, we're going to normalize, and then we're going to choose. That's it. We're not going for 10 steps or a morning routine. But three small things you can do in real time. The first is noticing I fell off. This is the moment you're going to stop pretending. You have to tell yourself the truth. This isn't shame, but with clarity. Just simply, I fell off. Not, I'm a failure. Not, I ruined everything. Just, oh, I fell off. No judgment here. I stopped doing the things that helped me feel safe. I stopped breathing deeply. I stopped checking in. I stopped using my tools that I love the way I should I would. This matters because when we don't notice, we stay stuck. And a lot of us don't notice for weeks, months, because we're still functioning. We make dinner. We answer tasks. We're still showing up. We think I must be fine. But your body knows through inflammation, through tightness, through those shallow breaths, through that waking up wired at 2 a.m., through everything feeling like it's heavier than it needs to be. These are your cues. And noticing is the moment you stop gaslighting yourself. Then we normalize it. It's human. And this is the part where most of us skip. We go straight to self-attack. How did I let this happen? Why am I like this? I should know better. But when we normalize it, we take the shame out of that moment. We tell the truth and we can soften around it. Of course, I fell off. I've been carrying a lot. Of course, my breath got shallow. My nervous system thought I was in danger. Of course, I defaulted. This is what my body does under pressure. It doesn't mean I'm staying there. It means you stop making it mean you're broken. Because shame does not get you back into your practice. It keeps you further away. It says, don't even try, you've already failed. Instead, normalization says, try again, you're still here. And then we choose one tiny restart. And this is where self-trust becomes practical. Because the temptation is to pick up that whole routine, to restart everything, to become the version of you that wakes up at 5, drinks all the water, does the meditation, journals for 30 minutes, does the workout, diffuses the oil, reads the books, updates their planner, cooks the perfect lunch, and never has a hard day again. But you can't do that in one day. Because we're human, we have a life, and we can't do everything. So the third step is not restart at all. It's to choose one tiny restart that your nervous system can say yes to. And for me, that started with breath check-in reminders. Not a whole new routine, but an actual alarm on my watch that went off every hour. Because the goal wasn't to become the perfect breather. It was awareness. Because you can't change when you're not even noticing it. When that alarm went off, my hand would go to my lower belly and I would take however many deep breaths I needed at that moment. Some days it was 3, other days it was 10, but it wasn't about counting or numbers. It was about returning. And my phrase, the one I keep landing on, is I am safe because I am. Not I'm safe because the decision is done. Not I'm safe because everyone understands. Not I'm safe because I did everything right. But just I'm safe because I am. If I'm at my desk, I almost always have balance nearby, so I reach for it. If I'm somewhere else, I'll grab an oil that's closest if it's in proximity. This isn't about perfection or performance. It's about returning. And this is the heart of what I want you to understand. When you fall off, your nervous system doesn't need you to prove you're disciplined. It needs you to prove you won't abandon yourself. And that is the real self-trust work. Not, can I do my routine every day? But when I notice that I'm not okay, can I come back to myself with kindness? Or do I punish myself for being a human? Because so many of us have been trained to treat inconsistency like a moral failure. Like if you can't and if you do it every single day, you shouldn't do it at all. But our nervous system doesn't work in this all or nothing. It works in patterns. And patterns change through repetition, not perfection. So I want you to sit with this question. When you fall off your practice, what do you make it mean about you? Do you make it mean that you're unreliable, or you're failing, or you can't be trusted? Or do you make it mean that I'm stressed, I'm carrying a lot, and I need a gentle return? Because that meaning you assign to it, it matters, because it decides if you come back or if you spiral. And if you're listening to this thinking, okay, but I've fallen off like 100 times now, I want you to know that every return is a deposit. Every time you come back, one breath, one check-in, one tiny restart, you're teaching your nervous system, we don't abandon ourselves here. And that is self-trust. Let's talk about how to support this in Notion in a way that feels nervous system friendly. Because Notion can be an amazing tool, but it can also become another place you dredge yourself. But I want it to be part of your support system, a gentle container instead of a scoreboard. So I want you to create a page that's return to self. And in here, you're building a menu. This isn't a checklist, but a menu to choose from when you're dysregulated. Because in that moment, your brain doesn't need more decisions. It doesn't need a 17-step routine. It needs options that work and small options. So on your return to self page, write down 3 fast acting practices. For me, these are deep belly breathing, putting my legs up the wall for 10 minutes, and putting my bare feet on the grass for 10 minutes. And, well, I'm going to add this one too because it's my quickest and easiest one, is using my oils with 3 to 5 deep breaths, especially the balance at my desk. You can format this however works for you, toggles, bullets, table. But the thing that will make it the most powerful is keeping track of how I know when it's working. Because when you're in the thick of it, we often forget. So we should create reminders for our future self of what this shift feels like. So for me, this is feeling my belly soften, feeling my mind slow down, my shoulders relax, that tension leaving my body. This isn't about nice journaling, it's data. It's learning my body's language again. If you want to make it super simple, add your tiny reset protocol at the top, the notice, normalize, and choose. So that when you look at the page, you're not just picking a practice, you're remembering the awareness framework. You're remembering that this isn't a failure, but this is the return. Now let's talk about oils, because I love how simple and real the approach is. You don't make it complicated. You don't force it. You use whatever is nearby and you let it support your return. Because your body learns through repetition, and scent is one of the fastest ways to signal safety because it goes straight to your brain's emotional center. And over time, your body will start to associate the scents with, oh, we're coming home. And that's the whole point. So here's the practice for the week. I want it to be small enough that you don't talk yourself out of it. Create your return to self page. Add your 3 fast acting practice items as a menu, not a checklist, and include how I know it's working with each one. And choose 1 tiny restart for the week. One of those doorways could be your oil and deep belly breathing. But make it a check-in not a performance. If you want to borrow my approach, set a reminder, an alarm on your watch or your phone, or a sticky note, whatever will get your attention frequently enough that you can simply ask, "Where is my breath?" Put your hand on your belly and repeat, "I am safe because I am." And you can be done. That's it. That counts. Because what you're practicing is not consistency. We're practicing returning. If you fell off your practice recently, I want you to stop calling it a failure. Call it what it is. A moment your nervous system defaulted to what was familiar. A moment you got pulled back into survival mode. A moment you forgot your breath. And then, if you choose it, the moment you also returned. Because self-trust grows in the return, not in perfection. If you're listening to this and you can still feel that familiar shame creeping in, that I should be better by now, I want you to try something different today. One tiny restart, hand on your belly, a breath that goes a little deeper than the last one, a moment of saying, "I'm still here." If you do that integration practice, if you make your return to self page, I want to hear about it. Share with me what your tiny restart is. No pressure, no performance, just honesty. If you're ready to go deeper into this work, if you're ready for a real support structure that helps you rebuild self-trust in a way that's livable, this is exactly what From Burnout to Alignment is here for. It's not about becoming perfect. It's about having tools, your breath, rituals, oils, nervous system resets, structure, so that when you fall off, you don't disappear on yourself again. You return warmly, steadily, again and again. Because you can keep doing this the old way, with shame, pressure, and isolation. Or you can choose a different path, one tiny return at a time. I'm here with you in this. Talk soon.